It's kind of appropriate that John and I were talking at the same session, because since I started working with the CDC about 6 years ago, John and I have had about 100, maybe 1,000 opportunities to work together in his various roles as project managers, as he's mentioned in his story. Since I've started with the CDC in 2002, I was the STARS project manager and continue to be the STARS project manager today. But as part of that STARS project manager, we had the opportunity to work with LITS Plus. We had the opportunity to talk to STARLIMS about integration. We had the opportunity to work with LRN on presentations at FIN conferences and APHL conferences. We've had the opportunity to work with John in his role working with FLIP, the Public Health, I never get that acronym right, so we'll just, yes, but everyone else gets it right, so that's good. So in my talk today about Enterprise Laboratory Service Bus, I'm going to take interoperability and integration and sort of focus at another level. And that level is kind of based on our history on STARS and some of the other projects at the CDC. Because when we started on STARS, the big thing was stovepipe systems. And we heard, you know, now 6 years later, we're still hearing about stovepipe systems. But what I'm going to be presenting on is that you can have stovepipe interoperability systems. Systems that were built to help integration, systems that were built to help bring data together, to bring collaboration, that actually, after implementation, became stovepipe systems. So if you've attended some of the grid sessions throughout the FIN conference, you've heard about, you know, that technology. And I'm going to focus on the technology or the architecture of an enterprise laboratory service bus and focus on some of the differences between that and some grid technology and bringing together some of the existing stovepipe interoperability projects in order to share data between old, new, future laboratory systems. So I present the problem as such. There are hundreds of systems, and I don't know if anyone could actually name them all, but that are floating around within public health, either at state, local, or here within the CDC. And those systems, many of them were built many years ago and originally designed as stovepipe systems. And as we come into the era now of sharing data and transferring data and collaborating on data, it becomes important and more important each year to be able to share that data. I threw out a number of 6+. There may be more, there may be less. I was actually able to name at least 6 applications that were built within NICFI designed to facilitate such collaboration and integration. And as we know, there are several approved protocols and transports for sharing such information. And we've seen things like FinMS, we've seen, you know, EBXML, we've seen HL7, different versions of HL7, so it's different transports. We've seen different vocabularies, lack of common data elements, the way that we model a patient in one system may be different than the way we model a patient in another system. By modeling, I'm talking from a data perspective. You know, what is the information and the data that we collect about a patient? What about a case? You know, what about a specimen? What about a test order? And HL7 has helped us to come to some commonality around that. But still, if you look at some of the integration systems, you might find, or you will find, that the way these different objects are modeled are going to be different based on the application. And then the multiple points of contact. So now that you have a system for vocabulary and a system for specimens, a system for LRN data, and a system for directory or organizational information, the way to integrate has become difficult because there's so many people to meet with. And there's so many people who have to help you through integration that to become integrated with a suite of different tools becomes something that's incredibly difficult. So, you know, we mentioned a couple lab systems. Lab systems, in my definition, could be a LIMS, it could be a list, it could be your epidemiological databases, could be some access database, a spreadsheet, it could be a green book, it could be some of the CDC systems like Luna or LRN or OMS. In my definition for today's talk, it's anything that collects laboratory data that would be shared between public health and with the CDC. And integration systems, I'm talking about the systems that were directly built to facilitate this type of integration. You know, FinMS, a message transport. DMB, the data management broker for message translation and message queues. FinDIR for organizational information. FinVADS, vocabulary and terminology. STARS for specimen tracking. FLIP for HL7 test orders and results. And the list can go on. SDN for common security and access from remotely from outside the CDC. And again, I was just naming a few to get the idea that a new system coming on that wants to integrate all of a sudden has this task ahead of them of all these people, all these teams that they have to work with, and each one with a different idea of how the information is modeled. And we mentioned then you have your transport. So, what is the solution? I probably shouldn't have even said the solution. What is a solution? Because there are definitely many ways to accomplish the problem. But a solution that we've identified in working with these applications and working within NICFI and some of the partners like the Coordinating Centers for Infectious Diseases is a concept that follows along an enterprise service bus. And why the service bus versus the grid versus some other technology, the reason being is first and foremost that within a service bus, an enterprise has more control over what services are advertised, what format those services are offered in, what is the security for those, how is data backed up, what is our continuity plan for when a server fails, is it 24/7 availability? Who has access to this information? So, throughout Finn, we've heard grid and several other means of accomplishing this within the ELSB or a laboratory service bus. We can take these applications like a directory service, a vocabulary and terminology service, a translation service, a specimen service, a shipment tracking service, and begin to offer them in one place with one WSDL, one web services definition language, one way of describing how to access our services, one way of achieving security, and hopefully one way of modeling the objects so that when it comes to where do I go to integrate vocabulary, we don't face a situation where a message is one way in the vocabulary system, another way in the specimen tracking system, and a third way in the organization system, and a fourth way in these systems. So begin to take an approach of advertised services. And by advertising, we're not talking about advertisements on TV, but the ability to describe a service. A service can be retrieve CDC unique IDs, so I can print these identifiers from my lab. A service can be a test order. A service can be requesting an ontology, searching vocabulary. The services can be vast, but each service is described the same way, with the same security, with the same common infrastructure. Now, do these things need to be built on the same technologies? No. Do they need to be on the same system? No. The thread is basically, and I'll show a picture in a second, is sort of a proxy in that we establish one interface and one way of doing that, and then within our proxy, within our bus, we then route messages appropriately. And it's quite possible and probable that routing would involve multiple hops of multiple systems. So I'll use an example. Let's say you're authenticating. So you're authenticating so you can access data. We may route you through the SDN first, through your digital certificate to validate that the digital certificate is correct. And then maybe FinDIR next to get your organizational information in order to determine what roles that you might have in a specific application. And then that same request might be routed through STARS to handle specimen tracking, and then we might route it through, or say let's route it through DMB first to do some translation from HL7 to a common XML model that STARS can understand. So you have this thing not only before where you had to worry about all these pieces, but what is the order in which it occurs? So the bus begins to describe a series of workflows such that data can move from one system to another. And this is the picture of kind of the service bus idea, is that you'd have a series of internal access to the service bus and external access. And the reason they're different is mostly from a security standpoint, is that, you know, from inside the CDC, for instance, within STARS and LSTARS and some of the systems that are internal, we could achieve an interface through web services, SOAP RPC, something that's synchronous, because it's all, you know, behind the firewall. But externally, where we're worrying about how do we authenticate and how do we consolidate some of the information that's coming through. In addition to a web services layer, we could also have an HL7 layer. By using the components that exist today, and I think that's the important piece, is that this is an integration of existing systems within public health. You know, how do we achieve translation from HL7 messages to reach the services, you know, through the DMB that's being used now in the FLIP project and BioSense and several other projects? You know, How do we achieve directory service, you know, through FinDir, which already exists? And so you know, to begin to list the available services, and those are all now examples of existing services. You know, the accessioning services, STARS actually has an accessioning service. You know, vocabulary service, for those of you who went to the you know, VADS presentation earlier, that was today, right? Earlier today, you know, talking about the web services that are going to be available. You know, data messaging broker already exists. Directory service, FinDir already has, you know, web services. Results reporting can be handled within STARS, specimen tracking within STARS. So you begin to take these things that had been traditionally stovepipe integration applications and begin to offer them in such a way that there's one place to go, both from a business real life perspective, one person to go to, one organization, and from a technology perspective. You know, the way to integrate is X, and that's how you accomplish it. And the design, you know, again, I probably should have said a design, but the key is that the design of the bus needs to be focused on industry standards. And yeah, the way we've designed it here is using web services. STARS and FinDir both now support SOAP RPC, which allows you to have a, you know, synchronous connection, almost like running a Java API. So it's like the program where it was connected. It enables more real-time error handling and use by many applications in NICFI. Message structure, you know, being around XML and HL7, and message content being, you know, services-based. And the benefit of doing all of this is that there's a single point of a single point of contact. I fixed that in your slides, not our slides. Single point of contact for laboratory applications. Integrating once and using only the services that you need. You know, you may only need one STARS service or one FinDir service or one vocabulary service. And if that were the case, what we often face is that the cost to integrate with that system for one service becomes highly expensive. So now we're going to do all this integration, work out the security and the transport and everything so that we can use one service. Well, we might as well just recreate that within our own system. Yeah, we'll just borrow the data. And then you get into this piece where, you know, it becomes too expensive because you're only getting one service out of it. So in this case, you integrate once and use as many services as you need. Secure, auditable integration, you know, being able to bring everything into one place gives us the ability to have additional services that are just based on integration alone, like audit trails and enforcing security. Changes can be made to the underlying application without affecting integration itself. So now you could have updates to the software, but you can leave your web services, as long as you're not adding new data elements, you could leave them virtually intact, or you could leave them virtually intact for those people who have already integrated, but have an update that people can consume, so you would add another message to get at that new data. And integration reduces the need for paper and increases efficiency and accuracy. So, you know, as we look at this specifically from a STARS perspective, one of the major use cases and drivers for laboratory integration from our standpoint is the reduction of paper when submitting test orders, and it's probably similar for the activities that John spoke about. From a STARS perspective, you know, we're looking heavily at specimens being submitted for testing using the green sheet. And how do we bring together laboratories and results without the need for so much paper, and to expedite the information that comes in and be able to reduce any errors that are related to duplicate data entry. And I threw this up here because I knew that the grid was going to be a popular path for this FIN conference. And I probably have even more to add than what I put up here, because I did attend many of the grid services. You know, from a definition standpoint, the ESB and grid have always been kind of fuzzy. They're both based on services-oriented architecture. Some have said that a grid within inside an enterprise under controlled environment becomes an ESB. Both are services-oriented architecture. The grid is more extensive when it comes to things like federated computing and federated databases, and being able to run queries across multiple systems. Great in a lot of research applications where people can publish data that can be used. Great in surveillance where information can be housed at different locations, and you could look at geographical type of data. You know, what does the Southeast look like? What does Florida look like? What do these counties look like? Being able to query the grid nodes. From an ESB perspective, it's more about offering very specific services that have been vetted through certification and accreditation or vulnerability assessment, because these systems may store data that is sensitive, or because the results that are being reported will affect end well-being of someone or healthcare, or because there may be patient identifiable information. But what we'll find is that there are some services that lend itself both to grid and ESB. And it's totally possible and probable, again, that you may have something like a vocabulary service that would be offered through a service bus and also available as a grid service. You may have directory services in the same way. So the two kind of are built very similarly. And I would say that you're not going to use any ESB for the federated computing for the federated databases and grid computing type of stuff. But when it comes to advertising services, I would say the big difference is in this service bus definition, these would be applications that would be approved and put on the bus and work together, as opposed to an open environment where people could deploy grid nodes. And the reason being is, although we can control the security on the node that's on the grid, you can't control access off the grid. So, this specifically are a bunch of lab services that would be protected and validated as such, so that we can rely on the security and the transport of the information that's being exchanged. So, what kind of progress have we made? There are actually different efforts underway. We're seeking funding now under different types of areas in order to bring together these applications. And we've already started integrating pieces and parts of these applications. And the STARS architecture now emulates a lot of what the service bus needs to have. It's a services-oriented architecture with web services. The FLIP project has been working with CCID and public health labs to define those HL7 messages. STARS had been in discussions with DMV to integrate in order to do the translation. So there's lots of discussions now between these applications as to how do they all work together. And CCID and NICFI are now working on an integration between STARS and STARLIM. So as these pieces begin to integrate with each other, in a way they begin to form the bus, with the exception of that common definition in place. But the first step is really that those applications all talk to each other. And then we all, in one common way, offer a single interface to our services. So today, we remain a system of now integratable stovepipe systems. And many of the components have been built to integrate, but we've discovered now, because it took a while, it took years to get to that point where we have these systems, we have the HL7 messages defined, that now we realize that integration is not trivial. It costs money, it takes resources, and although the technology maybe is trivial, you know, the technology's been around for a while, it's not rocket science, it has been done before, what we're finding are things like the common model for vocabulary. You know, what version of HL7 are we all going to use? And what security model? So those things become the roadblocks as opposed to technology where we might have been 4 or 5 years ago. So an ESB would group these applications into one service offering with one point of contact and would help to achieve laboratory integration throughout public health. So with that, are there any questions? I'm going to ask, is there anyone here from FINDER? Or Paul, do you know the answer to that question? Right. Yeah, we just use, and that's actually part of the idea behind the web service and the ability for things to change is that we actually integrate with FINDER, so we know the web service layer, and that's what we integrate with. All right.